You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We have made it to July. We are officially on the back half of the year. Let's hope the next 6 months are better than the first 6 months of 2020. But we've all been looking forward to this fantastic month because supposedly this is supposed to be the month of the return of sports. And of course, that includes NBA basketball. The Sacramento Kings spent their July 1st opening up the practice facility, beginning their mini training camp. After their first session, they joined the members of the media for a press conference. As we spoke with both head coach Luke Walton and young Kings star De'Aaron Fox, I have plenty of sound from that press conference for you that we will listen to and break down on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast presented by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get $10 off your first order. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for over the last 5 years. This is my sixth season covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. And like I said, I was part of the Sacramento media that joined both Luke Walton and De'Aaron Fox on a Zoom press conference online this afternoon. It was great to hear from the two of them. Great to see them. I can tell you they were in high spirits. They were both very excited to get back to this season, and I think that emotion will translate through some of the answers and some of the sound bites that you're going to hear on today's podcast. We talked about a lot of stuff, from the COVID-19 or the three Kings that tested positive for coronavirus to the perceived disrespect from the national media and them not giving the Kings a chance to make the playoffs here with this resumed season, plus how this training camp is going to work, and of course, Marvin Bagley. Is he going to play, and what's his role going to be with the Sacramento Kings? We have all of that and more for you to get to, so we can't waste any time. Let's dive right in with our first soundbite, which is from Luke Walton. As he said, just everybody, especially the players, are excited to be back.
The guys are excited to be back in the gym. The guys are very aware of what is going on and what this is going to look like for the next, you know, the few weeks leading up to going to Orlando. And they've done a great job of being responsible, respectful of others, following the guidelines, and you know, slowly getting themselves back into shape. And that's kind of what the goal is for right now.
It didn't take long for Walton to be asked about the state of Buddy Hield, Alex Len, and Jabari Parker, the three Kings who have tested positive for COVID-19. And Walton gave us some good news, as well as spoke on the pictures of Jabari Parker being caught playing tennis out in the open without a mask in Chicago.
You don't want anyone to get sick, but if you're trying to find the bright side, right? If you test positive now, you're most likely from what I can tell, you'll be ready to play by the time games come around in Orlando. All three of those guys are reporting much better. They're still getting. We're doing testing every other day, and for those guys, we either send medical staff to them, or they're doing kind of a drive-by testing where they don't even get out of their car. At the facility. So they're all reporting doing much better. We're just following the protocol of the NBA. I've talked to Jabari about being out in public and kind of reminded him, one, that even though he's been cleared to end his self-isolation, that we still can't have anybody who gets sick doing hard physical work until a later date where you're cleared again by doctors with, you know, how this virus attacks. So he's been reminded of that, and him as well as everyone on our team has been reminded of the importance of wearing face masks and being socially responsible. Not just for ourselves, but for everyone we come in contact with. So we've had those conversations, but all three players that have tested positive are doing much better.
Some great news there. Of course, Buddy Hield and Alex Len are both in Sacramento currently, so hopefully they will be able to rejoin the team very, very soon once their quarantine and isolation is over. Jabari Parker still in Chicago. A good message from Walton to Parker there, and hopefully that'll be kind of the beginning and the end of this story. I don't think there's any real need to dissect what Parker has done or to look down upon him. He made his choice. The Kings are clearly okay with it for the most part, although they reminded him that he needs to be taking things seriously and make sure he can get 100% healthy so he can be cleared to return to basketball activities, as the Kings might be able to use him here in this 8-game sprint in Orlando. So great stuff there. Luke Walton also talked about how fit this team was. Now, they're not in basketball shape, but he said that he was pleasantly surprised at how in shape the team is and how well they did with their individual workouts at home on their own time over the last few months.
I was pleasantly surprised with the, you know, every time I reached out, every player tells me that they're in their hometowns working out and running, and they give me the answer you're supposed to give the head coach. But I was pleasantly surprised to see what our guys look like when they got back. We had the strength department run a conditioning test with the guys, and everyone checked out to do pretty well on that. You're never in basketball shape unless you're playing 5-on-5 real basketball. So we know that we're not there, but part of it, like I said to start, is we just want to make sure we're giving our guys the best chance of not getting hurt early on. And it feels like our guys are in a good place with that. You know, the individual workouts are allowed to become mandatory now, which won't really matter for us because most of our guys were showing up to optional ones. And again, it's creating a new norm. It's, you know, coaches have face masks on while they're rebounding. We have gloves on while you're rebounding. Only a certain amount of people on the court. So there's some things we have to get used to. But our guys have been showing up. The scheduling has to be set so that there's not too many people in the gym or the weight room or the training room. And they've, again, been respectful and on time with a lot of that. So even though it can be mandatory now, not much will change with how our guys have kind of been approaching their work since they've been back into town.
Like I mentioned, we also spoke with De'Aaron Fox. It was the first time we got to interact and talk with him since he had cut his hair. Of course, there were a lot of questions and comments about that, but I don't have time to get those in. But De'Aaron did talk about the fact that the Kings control their own fate, and their goal and their eyes are set on the playoffs.
I mean, I like our chances. You know, I think every game we have on the schedule is winnable. You know, all you have to do, I think, is be within 4 games of the 8th seed, but you have to be the 9th seed. So, at the end of the day, I think we control our own fate. If we go in there, we can control our own fate. If we go in there and we win games, then, you know, we live with the results.
Fox said while these 8 games aren't technically playoff games, it gives the team good experience that they need and that everybody wants.
You know, this is the experience that everybody wants and everybody needs, you know, when playing this game. So I think we're all going out there, I mean, anxious to play. And I mean, we all want to be in the playoffs, no matter the circumstance. Obviously, this is a weird year, but it is what it is. You know, we have to adapt to it, but we're all trying to get in the playoffs, you know, the same as everybody else.
I thought this next clip was really interesting. Luke Walton talked about exactly what this training camp is going to look like, and he shared that technically training camp hasn't really begun, and it won't begin until Orlando.
We know when we get to Orlando, that's when the real training camp is starting. So all we're really trying to do at this point is get closer to being able to hit a training camp. Normally when training camp starts, you got a guys start coming back in September and you got a month to play and they're all playing pickup, and that's kind of how you build into it. Now it's much tighter than that. So we're going to continue to do our individual workouts, our skill work, you know, watch film as far as getting familiar with the offense and terminology again. But a big part of this next week will be weight room and conditioning with the training staff, as far as just continuing to focus on getting our bodies right and available to really compete.
Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is presented by 3 fantastic sponsors. The first, the new, healthy, delicious breakfast cereal, Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but of course we all have to give it up because we realize that it's full of sugar and junk and stuff that we really shouldn't eat. That's where Magic Spoon comes in. Zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. They have 4 fantastic flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, that'll bring you back to those sugary, delicious cereals that you loved as a kid. It tastes amazing. Honestly, it's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Go to magicspoon.com/NBA to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code NBA at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/NBA and use the code NBA for free shipping. Locked On Kings is also brought to you by Blinkist, one of the ultimate life hacks. It's hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There's an incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. It's incredibly unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information, from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, they're well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now. I am one of those people, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health, to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestsellers lists, as well as the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read but never had time to. With Blinkist, you can get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books. It's all the books you want, all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. You can try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial, and you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. Continuing on with these sound bites, head coach Luke Walton was asked about Marvin Bagley's health, and he gave us all some very welcome news.
Marvin, is a guy that talking to throughout the suspension of play, continued to, tell me how good he was feeling, but we wanted to get our hands on him and see. He's been working out here. Our trainers feel confident that he's ready to start playing again. So that's good to see.
I followed up with a question of my own about Marvin Bagley's perceived fit into the rotation and whether or not Luke Walton has put any thought into that. He gave me a coach's answer for that, but the back half of this answer is what I think is really important. We'll talk about it a little bit on the other side.
It's way too early for that still. I'm thrilled that he's feeling better and looking good. You look into the season and one of the things you look at missed opportunities, and unfortunately, and not to Marvin's, injuries are part of the game, but he missed a ton of this season, and that's just so much room for growth for a young player that needs to happen. You need to play to continue to get better. So we'll take a look at it when we get to Orlando and we're really scrimmaging, and we'll see who's playing well. And we were playing really well to end the season, so we weren't really going to mess with what we had going on rotation wise at that time. And now that there's been this much time off, we gotta take a look at it again, and we gotta see who's playing well, who's shooting the ball well, who's in shape. Rashawn has had a heck of a year. Alex came over in the trade and really made an impact for us with his physical play and his protection and just his overall size. So there's a lot of things. Playing Harrison and Belly at the four gave us a lot of spacing that we that we seem to play well with. So there's a lot of things we're going to look at. And like I said, it's a quick 8 games to try to make some noise. So we're going to go with whatever we feel is going to give us the best opportunities and chance to win.
So there's a lot there. First off, like I said, kind of a coach's answer when it comes to Marvin Bagley specifically and his fit into the rotation. I admit I gave him a little bit of a way out because I ended my question asking him if it is too early to start talking about Marvin Bagley and thinking about how many minutes he's going to be playing or if he's going to be a starter versus a bench player. So I gave Luke Walton a little bit of an out there to not really answer the question, but I was pleased with what he said towards the end there. And basically to summarize, he's saying that the best players to help the team win are going to be the ones that end up playing. The Kings are not focused on development right now. Each one of these 8 games is about winning and making the playoffs, which is the mindset I expected, and it was good to hear that and have that reaffirmed by the Sacramento Kings head coach. So what that means is if Marvin Bagley is not ready to play and help contribute to wins at a high level right away, there's no way he's going to be starting. In fact, I would say it's very unlikely that at least right away Marvin Bagley will be starting. Now, maybe he plays 15 minutes off the bench, sure, but if he plays 2 or 3 games of 15 minutes off the bench, and during those 15 minutes that he's on the floor, the Kings struggle, and that leads to them blowing leads or losing, I could see potentially Bagley having his minutes turned down even less with the excuse that he hasn't played with this team much this year, so hopefully the Kings will avoid the scrutiny of, oh my God, you're not playing Marvin Bagley, you don't have any faith in him, even though he was the number 2 pick 2 years ago. Of course, it is possible that Marvin Bagley can work on his development and show that he can be a part of a winning team and help this team win right away. That's the best case scenario, which I think Luke Walton, the Sacramento Kings, Kings fans, hell, maybe even the NBA is rooting for at this point. But it's going to take a little while for Bagley to get into shape and to get back into the flow of things, as will a lot of these players who haven't played basketball for over 3, now 4 months. So as this training camp goes on, it'll be interesting to ask Luke Walton more and hear more from Walton about how Marvin Bagley is faring. One thing we know for sure, and we heard a lot about it when Luke Walton was hired, is that he's a player's coach, and he's a very likable guy. Players want to play for him, and the staff like to serve underneath him. And he showed that side of him when he was asked about players or staff members who potentially didn't feel comfortable going to Orlando. And Walton says he supports that completely, and he shows no judgment towards those players, but he was happy to report that nobody has stepped forward and voiced those concerns.
I'm very open with our players, and I've made it very clear that no judgment, no pressure, totally understandable. If players or staff choose to opt out of going, we're totally in support of those decisions. And not a single player has come to me with that concern. So from the best of my understanding, our guys are comfortable with going. They're excited to go. And kind of what I'm talking about, that being comfortable, is we were all gone for so long, and being back in the gym and, you know, can I not, you know, I'm not shaking hands, social distancing, wearing masks around, all that just, you know, creates a different environment than we're used to within a close sports organization. So a lot of that comfortability is just kind of, like you said, the new norm, getting comfortable with, you know, when we get here, guys bring their own workout clothes. They have a change of shoes waiting for them that they don't take out of the arena. So there's a lot of little things that are going to take us getting comfortable with. But as far as going to Orlando, my understanding, everyone on our team is good with it and excited about it.
On top of supporting the players and staff who didn't feel comfortable playing with the current coronavirus situation, Walton talked about the current social justice issues and how he encourages his players and staff to make their voice heard and let their feelings be known.
By playing basketball, it gives players, coaches, organizations a platform to speak and try to make a positive change. So I've talked to a lot of the players individually about it. We as an organization encourage and are 100% behind our players, our staff expressing themselves how they feel is going to make a positive change. We did, Bobby Jackson, who's, I'll go and call him a legend here in Sacramento, was a big part of a peaceful protest that happened downtown here. And myself, my family, the players that were in town all showed up, marched, had the face mask on. But, that's just one of those things where it was a great event, and guys are stepping up to try to help make a change. We've teamed up with the Minnesota Timberwolves and done work with Coach Saunders and I and some of the players to kind of get messaging out there. And we'll continue to look for opportunities to make a change, and a change that needs to happen. By playing these games and being out there, I just think it continues to give our players and our organizations a great opportunity to bring people together, which sports does an amazing job of, and then also continuing to bring awareness to what's going on out there and how we can make it better.
De'Aaron Fox was asked what the biggest challenges are for the team and for him going forward.
It's just for everybody to continue to work. Once we all come back together, try to gel together as quickly as possible. If we can get to where we left off, when the season was canceled, that'll be ideal and perfect for us. By the end of the day, you don't know how everybody's going to come back just yet, as far as our team or with other teams. So, it's kind of like a little NCAA type tournament. A team that gets at least, for getting in, a team that gets hot at the right time, and just being able to make it into the playoffs is what everybody wants right now. So, these 8 games are, it's definitely going to be different, no fans, every second counts while you're there. But for us, it's, get together, as soon as possible. And, just try to work that chemistry back into effect. And, like I said, get to where we were before the season left off.
Fox expressed the importance of, with only 8 games on this schedule, starting off strong.
Just the way that, we started the season poorly, we can, get the startup, doing well. So it's just about being ready. I mean, it's obvious it's unpredictable for all 22 teams that are going, but, you want to start off as strong as possible.
And how much have we heard and talked about the Kings needing to play with pace this season? Of course, Fox was asked about that, and he had some interesting things to say.
From what we've talked about as a team, we want to get the pace up. We want to play fast, but at the end of the day, we still have to execute while we're down there. And that's pretty much it. I think everybody's on the same page as far as, trying to get the pace up a little bit more. And, at the end of the day, when you're playing a fast pace, you get a bit easier buckets, but we don't want that to come at the expense of, not executing or getting back on defense. But yeah, we all do want the pace to be up.
It's time to thank the third and final sponsor of today's Locked On Kings podcast, Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes, Fiat, Kia, and models, Pacifica, XT5, it is now impossible to stock all of the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand that his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based off of what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. I have a few more sound bites for you from the press conference. The first, De'Aaron Fox talking about the disrespect from the national media. He has not been afraid to make his voice known on social media. He responded to a poll from The Ringer that completely left the Kings off as an option to actually win the playoff race and steal that eighth seed in the Western Conference. Fox speaks about that disrespect and the motivation that that's given him and his team.
For me, you know, I'm not someone to, you know, filter myself or hold my tongue or anything. And I don't even think, you know, it's like cocky or anything. I think it's, you know, disrespectful that, you know, we don't even stand a chance, like we shouldn't even be there. So, I mean, the slow start is what it is, but at the end of the day, you know, I feel like we have, you know, just as much of a chance as these other teams. So, I just said that, I put that out there, you know, it's funny. By the end of the day, you know, we're going out there with the same goal as, you know, those four other teams that are right there. So it is what it is. You know, if the media isn't covering it, is what it is. But, you know, we're going out there, you know, trying to win every game, trying to make the playoffs just like everybody else. And if people don't see us, you know, as a threat, then, you know, we let the chips fall where they may.
I love this from the star of the Sacramento Kings, from the leader of the Sacramento Kings. He should take that personally, and hopefully the entire team takes that personally. And if he can lead this charge by example for this entire roster to prove that they belong in the conversation, they aren't an afterthought, if that can lead to the Kings actually making a push and turning some heads and opening some eyes during these eight games, I am all for it. I expect that from De'Aaron Fox. I did also expect the answer that Luke Walton gave to this very same question about the national media disrespect. He talked about how that doesn't really affect him, and the Kings as a team haven't talked about it too much.
Our focus has been on us, and like I said, I think the teams that can build that continuity and that comfort again quickly will give themselves a chance. So we preach it all the time. We do our best not to let, you know, outside influences get in the way of what we're trying to do, and we have not discussed that as a group. We're in here just trying to get back to where we were. And if we can get back to where we were towards the end of the season, we'll give ourselves a good chance. And that's all you can ask for. You get asked for a chance, an opportunity, and then it's up to us to make the most out of that.
Back to Fox, who talked about silencing the doubters.
You know, if we can get into the playoffs, if we can do these things, then you know, we're just proving everybody wrong. So when people are doubting us or anything like that, it doesn't hurt. For me, it's like, you know, I'm a show you where you're wrong. But at the end of the day, it's what we do on the court. And like I said, you know, we're tied with these teams, and, you know, we've beaten, you know, Memphis three out of four times. And, you know, no one talks about that. So it is what it is. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to throw the bug in your ear. But, you know, if we don't get into the playoffs, then it's like, you know, none of that matters. So at the end of the day, we still have to, you know, produce on the court.
Fox says that the most important thing is that they are being given a chance and they have to take it.
I mean, right now we're like, you know, they're giving us a chance. They're giving us a chance to get in this. And, you know, we're trying to take every advantage we can, you know, the opportunity. And that's why, you know, everybody who's come in is working so hard, because, you know, we all know what's happened the past few years, and everybody wants to be in the playoffs, a lot of guys for the first time. So everybody's, you know, excited for this opportunity that we've been given.
Final clip for you today, also from De'Aaron Fox. We are expecting the Sacramento Kings to offer Fox a massive contract extension, a max deal. We don't know what the figures are going to look like. That all depends on the salary cap and how that's going to change with COVID-19 and the issues politically with China earlier on in the season. So the salary cap could change. The numbers of his max contract will probably change. But regardless, we expect a max contract to be offered. And Fox was asked about his future in Sacramento, whether or not he wants to be here and be the star and the leader and the centerpiece, the foundation of this organization still going forward.
You know, I see myself being here. I want to be here. Obviously, you know, we want to win. And, you know, right now, I think last year, you know, we put ourselves in a pretty good position. This year, we're sort of in the same position to still make the playoffs. So that's what we all want. And then, you know, continue to take the next step forward.
Like I said, it was awesome being able to see Coach Walton, being able to speak with him and De'Aaron Fox and just see them back, seeing them healthy, seeing them ready to get back to basketball. Of course, the NBA is not going to force these players into basketball. We've heard issues of MLS teams who are also going to be playing in Orlando for the return of American soccer. They've had issues with COVID already in Florida. We know Florida is a major hotspot for COVID-19 right now. So there is a chance that this might not happen and these games might not end up being played. Who knows? That's all up in the air. Like I said, here on Locked On Kings, we're going to continue to proceed as if it is going to happen for sure, unless we see and are given any indication otherwise. And that seemed to be the thought process for Walton and for Fox and for the Sacramento Kings going forward. You can clearly tell that they are excited, ready to get it back out there. They want to play, and they, more importantly, want the chance to prove that they belong in the playoffs in the Western Conference. So I'm even more fired up after speaking to both of them. I hope you are as well. We are expecting more opportunities, more media interactions with the Kings going forward. And of course, I will have them for you on future episodes of the Locked On Kings podcast. Plenty of stuff to respond on today's podcast. A lot of audio from Walton and Fox. So if you want to respond to any of it, ask any questions, leave any comments, please do so. You can reach me on Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK, either tweet me publicly or DM me privately if you'd like, or you can email me at any time, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.